Laughter is usually spontaneous. It's not something that's practiced or requires warm-up, unless you happen to be in a class taught by someone like Diane Kane. She recently led a group of senior citizens in what is sometimes called laugh yoga.
We're going to do some stretches. So let's move our shoulders around and up and down. Okay. Shake and get the wiggles out. All right. We also say, ho, ho, ha, ha, ho, ho.
Such seminars are designed to teach people what role laughter may play in their physical well-being. Kane believes laughter's link to good health is more than just anecdotal.
A cardiologist in Maryland has shown that laughter, when he shows people funny videos, that the blood flow improves.
There's also a study out of UCLA in which people were able to withstand pain 40% longer than those who were not exposed to something that made them laugh or smile. Those serious about laughter say it's not the same as humor. According to the World Laughter Tour, which has certified 2,000 instructors, laughter is a response to humor. One is physical, the other psychological. So while everyone may not find the same thing funny, they do all have the ability to laugh. Kane says it doesn't matter if it's forced or real.
Simulating laughter leads to stimulating laughter, and they've even found in another scientific study, those who had the smile, the forced smile, rated the cartoons as being funnier. So we feel that it makes you a happier person, that it triggers something in your mind that actually does create happiness.
There's an indication that laughter can help reduce stress hormones, and Kane says tense situations are when laughter therapy can come in handy.
If you are driving in the car and you're stuck in traffic and your car is stopped and you can't move and you know you're going to be late and you're really upset, take your cell phone and hold it up to your ear so people around you don't think you're crazy and just go and they'll think that you're laughing at something that someone has told you through your cell phone, but really you're laughing for no reason.
Kane says it won't make traffic go away or the trip go faster, but might reduce stress. Neuroscientists and psychologists say laughter was initially an ancient survival tool, a primal way to signal friendly interaction to others. In her laughter class, Kane urges participants to look each other in the eye as they attempt to guffaw, chuckle, and giggle their way to good health.
We're going to laugh in the energy centers. First, we laugh in the head, which is 1, 2, 3, go.
Shemaine Mays, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And then we laugh in the heart, which is 1, 2, 3, go.